This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, do you think your commute is the worst? Call us now and tell us your commute time. 206-803-ROCK. There is some new data that is confirming what we already know, that Seattle traffic is the absolute worst, and it's worse now than it was a year ago. The Seattle metro area ranks 27th in the world.
In the world?
For terrible traffic.
Shout out to Seattle.
Yeah, we're crushing it. Seattle ranks number 10 amongst U.S. cities, and it says that the average Seattle driver lost around 58 hours of time just sitting in traffic, which is much more than the national average of 42 hours. So there was a Como 4 news report that talked about this last night.
That's terrible. That's a lot of time. Honestly, I feel like that could be time to be more active, to go outside, to spend time with family.
After 10 years of wasting time driving 2 hours a day to and from work in Seattle, Kathleen Liu tells me she found a new job just 15 minutes from home in Bellevue.
Actually, it was affecting my mental health too, traffic.
In what way?
It was actually making me really depressed.
In what way? Because I wanted to punch every single driver on the road every morning. That's why.
So, Rockaholics, do you think your commute is the worst? 206-803-ROCK. Chris, are you doing this commute right now?
I'm on the road right now, yeah.
Where are you headed from and to?
So, I live in Centralia, and I go to Seattle.
Oh.
Every day. I'm a UPS driver. So, every day.
So how long does it take you to get from Centralia to Seattle?
It takes usually about 2 hours, especially on bad days. And then today, maybe an hour 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a nice day. It's a simple day, yeah. And on the way back, yeah. similar amount of time?
No, so I get done when the truck's empty, so maybe an hour 15 minutes, but I'm clocking off at like 7 o'clock.
Oy.
So, yeah.
Oh, my man, that sucks.
Leah in Issaquah, you have a pretty serious commute. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I live in Smoky Point, and I drive to Issaquah every day to 100 miles round trip. So I leave an hour early and get here and sit in the parking lot for an hour, and then going home, it's usually an hour and a half to 2 hours easy, and it sucks. And I want to kill myself every day.
Leah, I feel like you're a lot of people, man. Like, because I see some people are driving so early on in the mornings, and sometimes I talk to some people like, I'd rather drive and get to work super early than be stuck in traffic for the same amount of time.
Yes, exactly.
So,
and I'll just sit in my car, listen to you guys, put my makeup on, and eat my breakfast. But yeah.
That's right. That's what Danny does every morning, too. He sits in the car. He puts his makeup on.
Thank you. Yes, yes, I do.
It's just the eyeliner. It takes 5 seconds.
Parker in Shelton, what is your commute all about?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
So I live in Shelton. I bought a house there a couple of years ago because the rent market was going crazy. And so I used to live in King County in Kent, and so I got a nice job there driving truck and so we went to buy a house. We kept getting outbid everywhere we went. And so we ended up finding a nice home in Shelton. And So I still drive to Kent every day, and it's about an hour 45 there, an hour 45 back. I need to find a new job, to be honest.
If anyone wants to call up and hire Parker.
Wait, is it right now saying it out loud is making you realize I can't do this anymore?
Right, yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's a great job. I love the people there. And, you know, I needed to buy a home for my family. It's the right thing to do. So I kind of suffer a little bit.
Well, I get that, too. Like, sometimes people will be like, why do you live in Puyallup so far? Like, thankfully, with our hours, it's not that bad coming in. Sometimes leaving work, it could suck depending on what time I leave work. But because I feel like rush hour is just basically from 5 in the morning until, like, 7 p.m. It's kind of ridiculous around here. But I was like, I'm willing to make that drive so I could live in a better home and a bigger home for my family and all that, as opposed to, like, living closer to Seattle, which would be really nice. But then we'd also be living in a studio apartment.
206-803-ROCK. If you think your commute is the worst.
I'd still have to have two jobs to do that.
Yeah.
Give us a call now. Mike, you are in bad traffic near Marysville right now.
I am. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Mike?
So, Cedar Woolley to Mukilteo. It's a 120-mile round trip daily, about an hour commute. This morning is not an hour. It's well over. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's fun.
What kind of car he's driving? Because I got to imagine that gets a little expensive in the gas mileage.
That's a good point too. And gas is not cheap.
No, it's not.
Skip Dog, you're on I-5. You're a truck driver. What's your commute today?
3 hours and 19 minutes one way.
Ooh. One way.
One way.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Do you do that how many times a week?
Once or twice.
Okay. Still sucks, but I was like, if you're doing that 5 days a week, man, that would just be infuriating.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love the textures that we get. Our friend Rose in Tacoma, my commute is the worst. I commute 1.1 mile each way. It takes me about 5 minutes.
Oh.
I love you, Rose, but screw you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.